This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Tuesday called on Moscow to comply promptly with Kazakhstan's request to pull Russian troops out of the country after Washington questioned the deployment following rare unrest there. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States welcomed a return to calm in the Central Asian nation after dozens died and President Kasym Jomart Tokayev issued shoot-to-kill orders. Tokayev on Tuesday announced that a, quote, phased withdrawal of troops from the Moscow-led alliance would begin in 2 days and take no more than 10 days. Tokayev, backed by Russia, described the unrest as a coup attempt and called in the group due to purported foreign influence. But the narrative has been doubted by outside rights experts who believe protests were prompted largely by concern over mounting fuel costs. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made an impassioned plea for United States voting rights legislation stalled in Congress and said Democratic lawmakers should make a major change in Senate rules to override Republican opposition. Calling it a battle for the soul of America, Biden put the voting rights effort on par with the fight against segregation by slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. He also likened it to the struggle against the forces behind the assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 by supporters of former President Donald Trump, which Biden called an attempted coup. Biden said if no breakthrough on the legislation can be achieved, lawmakers in the Senate should, quote, change the rules. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reported Wednesday leader Kim Jong-un called for boosting the country's strategic military forces as he observed the test of what it called a hypersonic missile, officially attending a missile launch for the first time in nearly 2 years. On Tuesday, authorities in South Korea and Japan detected the suspected launch, which drew condemnation by authorities around the world and prompted an expression of concern from the UN Secretary General. The second test of a so-called hypersonic missile in less than a week underscored Kim's New Year's vow to bolster the military with cutting-edge technology at a time when talks with South Korea and the United States have stalled. UN Security Council resolutions ban all North Korean ballistic missile and nuclear tests and have imposed sanctions over the programs. The Canadian province of Quebec, struggling to control the Omicron variant, will impose a new health tax in the coming weeks on those who are not vaccinated against COVID-19, according to Quebec's premier, who says they represent a, quote, financial burden. The 10% who have not received any vaccine doses must not harm the 90% who have, he said. He says he wants the tax to represent a, quote, significant amount. The Quebec premier explained the 10% of unvaccinated adults represent 50% of people in intensive care, calling it a shocking situation. He said those who are unvaccinated for medical reasons will be exempt from the move. Pressure on Mali's ruling junta increased Tuesday as France and the United States underlined their support for the West African bloc ECOWAS, which has slapped sanctions on the country over delayed elections following two coups. In a sharp escalation after months of diplomatic tensions, leaders from the Economic Community of West African States on Sunday agreed to shutter borders with the Sahel state and impose a trade embargo. The move came after Mali's interim government last month proposed staying in power for up to 5 years before staging elections, despite international demands that it respect the promise to hold elections on February 27th of this year, as well as shutting borders and imposing a trade embargo. The 15-country bloc also agreed to halt financial aid to Mali and freeze its assets at the Central Bank of West African States. Mali's junta has condemned the measures and urged Malians to stage nationwide demonstrations against them on Friday. Find more on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.